This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Now we continue our series, Mapping Main Street. Producers Ann Hepperman and Kara Oler have traveled around the United States documenting some of the 10,000 Main Streets along the way. You can follow their journey on mappingmainstreet.com. Today we head south to San Luis, Arizona. The small town of 20,000 Main Street is where people do their grocery shopping and pick up their mail. The four-lane road also serves as a border station between the U.S. and Mexico. Just over the metal mesh border fence sits San Luis Rio Colorado, Mexico, a city of about 150,000. Both San Luis, Arizona and San Luis, Mexico are commuter towns. Tens of thousands of Mexicans legally cross every day. Many pick produce in southern Arizona's vast farm fields, and all of them cross the border on San Luis's Main Street.
Buen día. Buenos días. ¿Cómo está?
Right now, we're on our main street. It's a four-lane, two lanes going southbound into Mexico, and two lanes going northbound into the United States. My name is Juan Carlos Escamilla, mayor for the city of San Luis.
Hello. Where are you going?
You got thousands of people coming across every single day just to commute to work. We got 40 to 50,000 on our peak time people coming across.
Hello, sir. How you doing? I'm playing glass.
You better believe it's different here. You wake up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock to cross the line and go to work and come back 5, 6, 7 p.m. So tired.
My name is Joe Silva. I'm born in the United States. I'm a USA citizen, but I live in Mexico all my life. When I'm 12 years old, my mom, she sent me to buy it, like beans, like potatoes, the cheap food in the United States. When I'm 17 years, that's when I started working here.
Right now we're on Main Street, and you could see that there's some farm workers right now. And usually at 3 o'clock in the morning, you'll see the buses that park in the business parking lots. They'll just park there, and they'll wait for the workers.
My name is Jose Luis. We all know each other here. He knows me. Because we've met each other in the different jobs here. Lettuce, melons, watermelons, limpias. It's like a big family, all of us.
Here. This is my another home right here.
We are now in the parking lot of the Seoul supermarket. There is the area where the bus is parking. You can see buses from there to here. No cars.
My name is Georgina Escamilla, at your service. We are here in the San Luis, Arizona, and we're working on Main Street in the Panchitas lunch wagon.
I'm buying all meals to the everyone's in here, and the best is a Panchitas.
We come very early every day to sell food to the guys. They don't have time to eat at home because they leave very early. We're working from 2 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And every day they'll order menudo. Every day. It's what we sell the most, menudo. Well, it's stomach, and they like it a lot. I don't know why, but they really like it a lot. And with that, they go to the fields to work, really happy.
I worked in the farm before in Mexico, but I started working in the United States like I'm being 17 years old. When 1986, my wife, she passed away. I lost my car, I lost my pickup, I lost my small business I had. I lost everything. And I feel like my life is over. I don't feel reason to live. Then this guy, he offered me to cross his car, and he put 30 pounds of dope inside. When I'm coming to cross the borderline, over here in San Luis, Arizona, the officer, he sent me nervous when the way I'm speaking to him. So when the guy, he opened the trunk, he gave me the things in the hands. In prison, I'm going to the book library, and I find the Bible, and I start to read it. I never speak English the way I'm speaking to you now. Never. But my purpose to learn English, to testify who is God, who is Jesus Christ. But when I got out, back to work.
So this is my job, to pick up these, to carry in the boxes to them. He can put the melons in here. He's got two small ones, the six is more big ones.
This is going another way.
It's car. Sometimes we not take a breaks. Sometimes we not take a no lunch. We walk in the street.
Hey, careful.
We going back to San Luis by 5. By the time we change the machine and clean it up and get it ready for tomorrow, we take about 2 hours or 1.5 hours sometimes. And today is Friday. We stop in the office too for the payroll for the checks. So by 5 or 6, we be there.
Hola, señor.
Hola.
¿A dónde va?
And we are in the borderline now. You see over there the fence, the white fence over there, the green, the bottom, the white, the top. There is the line to United States and Mexico. Then it's going to be the end, the main street. You can see, and then people go outside to walk in, all wet, all dirty, coming late. Yeah, because you're working 14, 16 hours a day.
I grew up in San Luis, Mexico. I love Mexico. I love San Luis, my town. Some friends, you know, I'm a USA citizen. Yeah, I'm a USA citizen. I'm to the law, I'm to the Border Patrol officers. But I'm Mexican. I prefer to stay there.
That was Joel Silva of San Luis Rio, Colorado, Mexico. Our Mapping Main Street story was produced by Ann Hepperman and Kara Oler. Project co-creators are James Burns and Jesse Shapins. Mapping Main Street is part of Maker's Quest, an initiative of the Association of Independents and Radio, incorporated with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University.